Chapter 5. Lexi rang the buzzer for Nan's apartment at the Brook Ridge Retirement Center and leaned against the wall while she waited for her grandmother to buzz her in. She was exhausted from the night before, when Davies had kept her at the police station for hours, drilling her with a battery of inane questions. The blonde detective seemed convinced Lexi was the killer, and was obviously disappointed when Eames had to tell her to let Lexi go, as they had no real evidence to hold her on. Lexi needed a pick-me-up this morning before she opened her bakery, and Nan's extra-strong coffee was just the thing. Plus, she knew that Nan's and the Ladies' Detective Club would be dying to hear all the details, and judging by Davy's fervor to pin the murders on her, Lexi figured she was going to need their help to find the real killer. A garbled voice, which Lexi assumed was Nan's, muttered gibberish over the intercom, and Lexi pressed the button to talk. "Nan's, it's Lexi." Lexi was sure the voices coming over the intercom on Nan's end were just as distorted, but her grandmother was expecting her, and the door buzzed and clicked open. Lexi pulled on the heavy glass door and made her way down the hall, the carpet muffling her footsteps. As she navigated the building to Nan's apartment, she could smell the intoxicating aroma of bacon and home fries. Her stomach grumbled, and she hoped that Nan's had a little box of pastries to go with her coffee. She reached Nan's door, her heart skipping when the door was jerked open before she even got the chance to knock. "Good morning, dear." Nan shoved a mug of thick black brew into her hand and propelled her into the apartment. Ruth, Ida, and Helen were seated at Nan's mahogany dining room table, their heads turned in Lexi's direction, their eyes sparkling with excitement. A white bakery box in the middle of the table caught Lexi's attention, and she walked over for a better look. "Have a seat, dear," Ida said, pulling out the chair next to her. Lexi sat, and Ruth slid the pastry box over in front of her. Lexi picked a raspberry scone out of the box, and Helen handed her a white embossed paper napkin to put it on. The four ladies watched patiently as she settled back in her chair, took a bite of the scone, and then washed it down with some coffee.
"So, tell us about the murders," Nan said.
The other three women leaned in closer. Lexi took another sip, closing her eyes as the caffeine started to do its job.
"Nan's told you all about the fight at the dress fitting?" Lexi asked Ruth, Ida, and Helen, who all nodded their heads. "Well, after that I went home, mad. My dress was ripped, but I didn't want to go back to Chez Philippe. I made a few calls, but no one could repair it on short notice. So when Philippe called and begged me to come back, saying he would fix the dress for free, I jumped at it." Lexi paused long enough to take another bite of the sugary scone.
"And you went there and found the bodies," Ida prompted.
"Right. At first I thought no one was there, the store in the front was dark. But the door was open, so I went in to look for Philippe in the back." Ruth picked a gooey cinnamon bun out of the bakery box and put it on her napkin.
"Why would you want to meet with this Veronica person?"
"I didn't," Lexi said. "He said he would meet with us separately, so I guess he was meeting with her first."
Nan's pursed her lips.
"So the killer might have been after either one of them, but not necessarily both of them."
"Right," Ida said as she nibbled on a lemon biscotti.
"The other person might have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time."
"But why would anyone want to kill either of them?" Lexi asked.
"Well, that's what we need to figure out," Ruth said, as she leaned over to rummage in her gigantic beige patent leather purse. A few seconds later, she came up with an iPad and placed it on the table in front of her.
"Now, tell us who you think would have motive to kill them."
Lexi scrunched her face.
"Me? I have no idea who would want to kill them. I don't even know them."
"Well, you knew Veronica from school. Can you think of any enemies she had then?
Nans asked. Yeah, lots of people, including me, Lexi answered. And you did have a knock-down, drag-out fight with her that was witnessed by a room full of people the day she was murdered. Ruth wiggled her eyebrows at Lexi and the other ladies laughed. Lexi didn't find it so funny. No wonder Davies wanted to pin it on her.
Well, we know Lexi didn't do it, Nan said. So now we need to figure out who did. And you guys know where the best place to start is.
The spouse. Ida punctuated her words by crunching into the biscotti loudly.
That's usually who it is. Probably one of them was having an affair, and the spouse found out and killed him. Or her.
Helen took a noisy slurp of tea from the bone china cup she held in her hand.
Happens all the time.
Ruth screwed her face up.
Yeah, but which one of them was having the affair?
Ida's face lit up.
Maybe they were having an affair with each other.
I don't think Philippe was married, Lexi said.
We'll need to find that out,
Ruth answered as she typed into the iPad.
Lexi, since you were a friend of Veronica, it's reasonable you would want to give your condolences to her fiancé,
Ruth said. Lexi's brow creased. I don't know about that. We hated each other.
Oh, that was years ago.
Helen waved her hand in the air.
You two are grown women now. Surely you could let bygones be bygones.
I don't think so. We got into a fight just yesterday. Lexi shoved the last of the scone in her mouth.
Well, the fiancé doesn't need to know that. Besides, it's really our only excuse to interrogate, talk to him,
Nan said.
And we need to find out about the murder weapon, Ida added.
They were shot. I guess the killer came in the back door and shot them. At least that's what they said at the crime scene last night, Lexi said.
Oh, well, that helps. We need to find out what type of bullets they found, and then find out if any of the suspects owned that kind of gun. Maybe Jack can help us with the details.
Nans looked at Lexi. Well, that's the thing, Lexi said. Jack's off the case. The ladies gasped.
What? Why?
Nans asked in obvious disappointment. Nans and Jack had a close relationship, and the ladies often helped him on his cases. In turn, Jack would give them tidbits of information on cases they were trying to solve. Without his inside help, the ladies would have to work harder to find the killer. Lexi sighed. The chief of detectives said it wouldn't look good for him to be investigating, given my involvement.
So exactly who is on the case, then?
Ida asked. Lexi's stomach sank. Some new detective. It's her first case, and she seems convinced I did it.
All the more reason for us to find the real killer, Nan said. Ruth. Find out Veronica's fiancé's name and where he lives. Lexi, you meet me here at 3 p.m. on the dot. If we get lucky, we could have the evidence we need before supper tonight.
Lexi rushed across the parking lot to her car. Even though Cassie had worked as her assistant at the bakery since she opened it, and was more than capable of running the place by herself, Lexi still felt guilty about leaving her there alone. She also had a dozen things to do today, and needed to get the day's baking done early. Her cell phone chirped in her pocket. She dug it out and glanced at the caller ID, freezing in her tracks when she saw who it was. Her mother. Lexi rolled her eyes as she hit answer. She loved her mom, but the woman's exuberant enthusiasm could be overwhelming at times, and Lexi had already used up most of her patience for the day. Hi, Mom, Lexi warbled into the phone, trying to sound more chipper than she felt.
Lexi,
Vera Baker's voice blared at high volume, causing Lexi to hold the phone out 6 inches from her ear. We're almost home. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, Mom. I can't wait to see you and Dad. It was true. Lexi's parents had been traveling the country in an RV for over a year, and Lexi did miss them.
Me too. And we can't wait to meet your young man, Vera said. Nan says such wonderful things about him.
Lexi's stomach fluttered. Her parents had never met Jack, and she had a sudden case of nerves about whether the three of them would like each other.
Are you sure we can park the RV in your driveway? Vera asked.
Yep, I'll just park my car in the street. Lexi grimaced. The gigantic RV would take up her whole driveway. But she wanted to have her parents close by so she could spend more time with them.
Okay, then. We should see you by supper time.
Great, Mom. I can't wait, Lexi said into the phone, but her mother had already hung up. She snapped the phone shut, her shoulders tight with stress. Her parents were making a special trip back to Brook Ridge Falls for her wedding, and while she was looking forward to their visit, it was going to be tough fitting them in when she also needed to run a bakery, finalize wedding plans, and track down a killer. Lexi shoved the phone in her pocket and sprinted for the car. She was going to have to work fast to check off all the items on the day's to-do list and still be able to meet Nan's by 3:00.